A Palestinian driving a construction vehicle went on a deadly rampage on a busy Jerusalem street today, plowing into a string of vehicles and pedestrians, killing 3 people and wounding 45 others. Today's events further undermine the delicate truce between Israeli and Palestinian authority. Dr. Gershon Baskin, co-founder of the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research and Information, says the truce is fragile, but there are signs for hope.
The truce between Israel and Hamas is very fragile and could break down at any time, but both sides are demonstrating a firm interest in maintaining the truce and in showing restraint. The Hamas is enforcing the truce so that the Qassam rockets won't be shot into Israel. There are serious developments taking place. There was a breach of the Egyptian border in southern Gaza today. The Palestinians are frustrated by the fact that the border crossings are not opened yet. The Egyptians have notified the Hamas that they are going to hold off opening the Rafah border until there's progress on the prisoner exchange for the release of Gilad Shalit, and that's an issue that they seem to be taking a lot more seriously now as well in getting those negotiations started. There's rumors about a videotape that was sent by Hamas to the Egyptians, although the videotape has not yet shown up. The government of Israel, Prime Minister Olmert, announced that Israel was going to keep to the truce and not respond to the Qassam rockets that were fired. I don't know how long that restraint will be able to hold if the Qassam rockets continue. And again, the rampage in today in Jerusalem by a Palestinian apparently acting on his own creates additional tensions and puts pressure on the government, public pressure on the government of Israel to respond against the Palestinians in general.